hearts and your minds with peace. Hallelujah. According to your several needs, I ask that the Holy Spirit, wherever you are right now, in your home, your workplace, wherever you reside, in the lounge, in the kitchen, in your bedroom, may you feel the presence of the Holy Ghost right now. Holy Ghost, overwhelm them now. Quicken them, quicken, quicken, quicken. I feel God is quickening someone wherever he is right now. There is a quickening taking place. And something is being turned around in your favor. I speak that turn around in your favor in the name of Jesus. It's been turned around in your favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Have your way to this service. Speak to your people. Grant to them understanding and the heart to receive. And let the word of God in the lives of all these your people bring forth harvest. 100-fold harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says amen. Amen. Good morning, everybody. It's good to be with you again online. In Victory Assembly virtual service. Thank you for tuning in and for coming to be with us. Hallelujah. God is doing something brand new in this season. And you are not going to be left out. What you're looking up to the Almighty God for, he will make good in your life. I decree it, I declare it, and so shall it be. Hallelujah. The devil can derail. The devil can hinder. The devil can stop what God is doing in your life in this season. It shall speak forth. It shall come forth. It shall be manifested in your life. In the name of Jesus, you are not going to end this year where you are right now at all. I assure you that. And I like you to receive it. You're not going to end this way. There is something more for you. There is something more. Because our God, the Almighty God, can do more for you. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21, the Bible says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. God is able to do for you exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. God is not limited by what you think. God is not limited by your own level of thinking. Hallelujah. You can't even put to words the things that God is able to do. You can't pray it because you cannot imagine it. God can do exceeding abundantly, the Bible says, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I just want to admonish you this morning to encourage you, to make you see that God can do even more for you. God can do more for you. If you can make that the topic for this morning's exhortation. God can do more for you. And I'd like you to put your hand on your chest and declare it with me. I believe my God can do more for me. In the name that is above all names, I declare that my God will do more for me. In the name of Jesus, I will not finish at the level I'm in right now. I will not finish this year the way I am right now. I see my God doing more for me. In the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. It does not matter how much you've broken through already. It does not matter how much you've succeeded already. It does not matter how much you have acquired already. It does not matter the level of your success. You have not exhausted God's capacity. You have not received all of what God offers you. And if you are at a place where you are giving up on hope, you are thinking, maybe God has finished with me. Maybe that thing that I've prayed for is not my destiny. Maybe that level of success is not God's will for me. I want to admonish you this morning to know that there is absolutely nothing that cannot happen to you. God can do more. God can come through for you. God can break through for you. God can command a new lifting for you. He can take you to a height that you've never imagined before. Hallelujah. And I don't want you thinking it's for only someone else, what I'm talking about. Maybe it does not apply to you. I'm speaking to you. You that is listening to me right now, I'm speaking to you. Your life can change. Your family situation can change. God can do something about your profession. God can transform that dying business. God can heal that sickness. God can turn things around for you. He can pay off that mortgage. He can take you out of that debt. He can pay off that loan. He can do something about those credit cards. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than what you can even imagine. And I come this morning to assure you that there is something in the corner for you. Hallelujah. There's something out there for you. And I want you to expect it. I want you to see it. I want you to receive it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 says, But as it is written, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, it says, as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. There's something that God has prepared for you. There's something more. Something bigger, something more exciting. You should not write yourself off. You should not rule out anything. Does not matter your experiences. Does not matter what anyone is saying. It does not matter what even you're thinking right now. You may be thinking, well, it's a church cliche. You know, the pastor is speaking what or how they normally speak. He's just preaching sermon. I come out here this morning with a burden to let someone know that there's something around the corner. It's about to break forth for you. You've got to see it, expect it, and receive it. For I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither had entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared. There's something prepared for you. You can't imagine it. But when it manifests, when it happens, everyone will see that God, your God, has not abandoned you. He has not forgotten you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But one thing that is critical, very, very important, is you believing, accepting that God is not through with you yet. I want you to see it. I like you to accept it, that God is not done with you yet. What you are now is not all of you. The height that you are functioning at is not your limit. God is not done with you yet. Can you put your hand on your chest and say, I believe it with my heart, and I declare it, that my God is not through with me yet. He's not done with me yet. This is not my final destination. There's something more out there for me. If you believe that, say amen. You've got to believe that. He's not through with you yet. He's not given up on your situation. And don't let the devil tell you that God is angry with you. That because you did that, because you got involved in that, because of that past stuff, that God is withholding something from you and it may never happen. That is the lie of the devil. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 18, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The path of the just. The path of the just. Hallelujah. Your life is going to shine brighter. Hallelujah. Your life is going to improve. Your finances will improve. Your health will get better. Your family circumstances will improve. Things around you would change. You've got to believe that. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 1 verse number 6 says, being confident of this. Being confident of this. You need to have this confidence, child of God. You need to have this assurance. You need to have this understanding, the assurance, the confidence, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. The good work that God started in me, he will carry it to completion. There is a better place for me. There is a higher height for me. In the name of Jesus, I have this assurance. You've got to tell yourself that. I have this confidence. I know that my God do not start something and he quits halfway. He brings it to completion. His counsel concerning me, he will bring it to completion. His good will concerning me, he will bring it to completion. That which God has ordained concerning me, he will bring it to completion. Satan has no power to derail it or hinder it. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It does not matter how long it tarries. It does not matter how long I've waited for it. It does not matter the arrows that have been shot at me. It does not matter the attacks from the camps of the enemy, Satan. What God has started will come to completion. What God has spoken will come to pass. There is more out there for you. Hallelujah. And this is my admonition to you this morning, that you don't accept that God is true with you. He is not true with you yet. You've got to believe that. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to begin to create room for more in your life. And that's the second thing you've got to do. Create room for more in your life. There's more for you. God wants to do more for you. But do you have the capacity to take more from God? Can you handle more? If God lifts you higher than who you are today, can you handle it? If God turns your financial situation around and he puts £100,000 in your account tomorrow, can you handle it? If God makes you a millionaire, can you handle it? You've got to enlarge your capacity and make room for God so he can put more. It's the container that you present to God that he's going to fill. A certain prophet said to a certain widow, you know the story, I'm not going to go there. A certain woman came to a prophet and said, my husband is dead and he served you. He's one of the sons of the prophet. And he died, you know, owing many people loads of money. And now these people that my husband owed money from are coming to take my children away because I can't afford to pay back. And the prophet said, oh, okay. I'm going to do a miracle for you. What do you have? She said, I've got some oil in my house. He said, okay, I'm going to use that oil to multiply more oil. And the vessel that you present to me, I'm going to fill them up. As many vessels that you can give me, I'll fill them up. And you will go sell them and have more money. You pay off your debt and you have even more leftovers. And the prophet advised her, if you read from Kings, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3 to 6, you will see the story, a bit of the story there. The prophet said to her, go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Go to all your neighbors and gather as many vessels that you can. Empty vessels. And he advised her and said, and borrow not a few. Borrow not a few. Because your wealth will be dependent on the number of empty vessels. Don't bring half full vessels. He said, empty vessels. Don't bring small vessels. Large vessels. Go all your neighbors. What you present to God is what God will fill up for you. The room that you make is what God will fill up for you. You've got to enlarge your capacity. You've got to enlarge your room so God can fill it. You know, and there's so many things that you can do. One of the ways to enlarge your capacity is to increase your vision. You've been thinking small. And as he thinketh, the Bible says, so is he. Now you've got to think big. Don't think small. Think big. See yourself lifted. See yourself promoted. See yourself walking in prosperity. See yourself walking in affluence. See your influence increasing. Increase your vision. Enlarge your vision. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah 54, it says in verse 2 and 3, it says, enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your takes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. You will stretch forward. You don't think big. You don't plan. You don't think small. Think big. Don't plan small. Plan big. Plan big. Plan big. Don't plan small. Don't aim small. Don't prepare yourself for small levels. One of the ways to enlarge your capacity is by acquiring more understanding. More understanding, more knowledge, more insight, more wisdom. You're not going to make good money if you don't know how to manage money. So if you are aiming to be wealthy, one of the areas maybe you need to look at is how to manage money, what to do with money. Not just how to make money, but how to take care of money, how to invest money, how to save money, how to use money. What you cannot handle, you cannot attract. What you cannot manage well will not be given to you. God cannot put in your charge what you do not have the capacity to manage well. You need to educate yourself in the area that you are believing for increase. Hallelujah. If I'm believing God to become a pastor of a large congregation, then I've got to begin to educate myself on relationships, how to manage people. I have to begin to look at stuff concerning administration and all of that. Hallelujah. I will need to begin to develop my spiritual stamina. My spiritual potential. I need to grow my capacity. Don't think small, don't aim small, don't plan small. Enlarge your vision. Improve the quality of your understanding. Dig deep in the Word of God. Hallelujah. I like to say to some people, if it means going back to school, you need to go back to school. I've said it in Victory Assembly especially many times. There are certain openings that may come, but you can't take it. You will not be able to take it because you will not have the qualification to take it. Openings will come. Doors of promotion will come. Doors of new opportunities will come. But you will not qualify for them because you have no knowledge, no understanding, no skills to step in there. Even in your place of work, a managerial post will open. A post of company chief executive will open. You cannot compete for it. because you have no skill, no knowledge to step in there. You've got to enlarge your capacity. Hallelujah. Enlarge your capacity. God can do more for you. And I see God turning someone's situation around. It's turning around all in your favor. And I ask that the Holy Spirit, wherever you are, will quicken you. Where you feel limited, may the Holy Spirit quicken you there and make you feel empowered. Empowered to move forward. Empowered to take a stand. Empowered to aim for something more, something higher, something bigger. May God open your eyes to see more than what you can see now. More than what you can see now. Sometimes the reason why we can't see is because there are certain things that we're refusing to let go. We're refusing to let go our experiences. We're refusing to let go, you know, certain things of the past, certain experiences of the past, certain dealings of the past. We're refusing to let go certain things that we know God is saying to let go. I mean, sometimes even people, there are even people that you've got to break away from. If as long as you don't break away from this mediocre thinking people, vision depressive people, vision stealers, as long as you keep hanging around this domain, this environment, these people, they're going to choke you up. You're not going to be able to see more than you can see now. Certain people, you know, until they step out of certain environment, that's when they discover, you mean I can become like this? So I can achieve this. So there's this world like that. You know, I didn't know that life is different and I can fly and I can become anything that I can desire, that there's more out there in the world, until I stepped out of Africa the first time. When I landed in Germany, I looked around. It looked to me like heaven, actually. That was my first time out of Africa. And I thought to myself, you mean there is a place like this? My life changed. My vision changed. My desire changed. What I want to become, where I want to get to in life, completely changed. It changed completely. Sometimes there are certain things that you have to let go. Now, you know, when you read the book of Genesis chapter 13, you will see that the moment Abraham, or at that time Abram, let go Lord. The moment he let go, Lord was a baggage. He hung on to him because he was his son's, his brother's son. Lord was Abraham's nephew. Abraham loved him. Abraham hung on to him, even though, you know, they were not compatible. They were not to hang around. Abraham didn't want to walk away from this young man. But Lord was a contention. Lord was an agitation. Lord was a source of malice. Lord was a source of struggle. But he didn't see it until it became obvious. And if you read, the Bible says, so Abraham said to Lord, Genesis chapter 13. So Abraham, I hope I'm making sense to you. Abraham said to Lord, let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your heads, men, and mine, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. No more contentions, no more quarreling, no more agitations. Let's just part companies. There's some people that you need to part companies from. There are places you need to separate yourself from. You can put it this way: let the Lord in your life go. The Lord in your life may be something that you're carrying, something that God wants you to let go. Some place that God wants you to move out from. Maybe it's even that house is caging you. You've lived in that house for too long. It's caging you. Maybe you need to begin to look for a bigger, better house. Take a new mortgage. Get out of that neighborhood. Anytime you come out of that neighborhood, you feel agitated. The whole place is dirty. You step in the atmosphere, you could smell the smell of weed. The schools in those areas, they are all the backside schools, if you want to call them that. Maybe you need to step out. Let the Lord go. The Bible says, you know, Abraham parted with Lord. You know, okay, let me pick it from verse 9. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left, Abraham said to Lord. And when Lord left, verse 14, if you go down to verse 14, the Lord said to Abraham, after Lord had departed from him, the Lord said to Abraham, lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see, I will give you. I will give to you and your offsprings forever. Think about that. The moment Lord departed, God gave him a vision. God opened his eyes to see the extent of what he can become, how much he can achieve. You can't see until you let some things go, experiences of the past go. You know, the things that are tying you down, the things that are blocking your vision, until you break away from them, step out of those environments, end those relationships, you're not going to see beyond your nose. Until you can see, you're going to be limited. You're going to place limitations on you. You're not going to achieve more. The more you see, the more you can become. Hallelujah. I want to leave you with these words. And I'm asking that the Almighty God will cause an agitation in your spirit. God will make you by his spirit to be restless until you break forward, until you move forward, until you advance, until you achieve, you are never going to be at peace until what God has said concerning you has come to pass. Hallelujah. God can do more for you. And I pray for you for grace. May the grace of God be multiplied upon you. May the grace of God be multiplied upon you. And I agree with you. I agree with you now that the obstacle on the way is destroyed. The mountain is leveled. The valley is filled in the name of Jesus. The crooked paths are command to be made straight for you. In the name of Jesus, wherever is dry, it shall become a fountain. The desert place will turn around in your life. God will make your territory like the Eden garden. Hallelujah. The garden of the Lord. You will flourish, you blossom, you bloom, you bring forth your increase. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the service.
For this word that's come. Lord, we pray that you'd help us to enlarge help us, oh God, to leave where we ought to leave and move to where we need to move to. Father, Lord, I pray you'd help us in this season to follow your leading, to follow your voice. We give you all the praise, oh Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. It's offering time. It's offering time in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, it says, we should bring all the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will be not room enough to store it. So this is another opportunity to give and give to God. Here at Victory Assembly, there's always an opportunity to give. You can give anytime. Because of the seasons we're in, the account details will be on the screen. So you can feel free at any given point to give. And we want to give thanks to God for all those who continue to support the ministry of Victory Assembly. So if we are ready with our tithes and offering, I would read Deuteronomy 28:3-6. Deuteronomy 28:3-6 is a blessing from the Lord. And that will be our portion as we give in Jesus' name. It says, your towns and your field will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and breadboards will be blessed. And wherever you go and whatever you do will be blessed. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to give. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that everything we have, you have given us. We give you, oh Lord, just a token from what you've given us. And as we've prayed this verse of scripture today, we pray, oh Lord, that everything we lay our hands upon to do, you would bless. Father, Lord, we thank you, oh Lord, for those who give the tithe today. We receive it with gladness, and we pray, oh Lord, that you would open the floodgates of heaven and pour out a blessing that they might not even have room enough to contain it. Lord, we give you all the praise, oh Lord. Thank you for answering our prayers. For in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So when you can, just give your tithes and offering and enjoy the rest of the service.